No, sorry, but this is fascinating. You're saying that was the very first time you ever used a disguise?
Exactly so, thinking sideways, you see. What did I do at university apart from study? I acted.
You've never told me that.
You never asked me. May I continue?
No more interruptions, I promise. What did you find when you got to the orphanage?
What I expected to find. My primary suspect.
Yes?
I want to see Mrs. Gutteridge.
What makes you think she's here?
Oh, look, mate, don't mess me about. Mrs. Gutteridge's private orphanage, right? Where else is she going to be?
Who are you?
I'm someone who wants to see the proprietor. Look, please.
Who is it, Toby?
There's someone for you.
Then why didn't you send Jenny to find me?
Good afternoon.
Mrs. Gutteridge, I was told... Look...
It's a chilly day. We'll be more comfortable inside. Now, Mr...
Hawkins, ma'am. Albert Hawkins.
Now, Mr. Hawkins, you drink your tea, and I'll tell you why you've come to me.
Ma?
There.
Oh, thanks. What do you mean, ma'am? You'll tell me.
My dear Mr. Hawkins, people only come here for one reason. The details vary, but the basic facts are always the same. Now, let me see. You're in work, yes?
Yes, as market supervisor.
Decent enough pay, but not enough to feed one more mouth. Am I right?
Oh, we've got five already. Look, no offence and all, but if there was any other way, I wouldn't be here.
You're not alone, Mr. Hawkins. Oh, no, you're definitely not alone. At least you didn't do something drastic.
I'd have nothing to do with that, no more with my else. I've seen what those butchers do.
And so have I. I'm sorry to say. We shan't mention it again. Does your wife know you're here?
Oh, yes.
Good. Well, we do have space at the moment. Would you like to see round the house?
Well, I wouldn't mind. Put my mind at rest, like.
Of course. Drink up your tea, and I'll give you a tour. You've made a good choice, Mr. Hawkins. I never take in more babies than I can cope with, unlike some, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, we have heard stories, my Elsa and me.
And some of them are undoubtedly true, I'm afraid.
What happens if they get sick?
I can care for most common illnesses myself, and of course we're registered with a local doctor.
Oh, good, that's good. And they do look all right like that. Look at them, sleeping so peaceful. Happy, isn't it? So, I suppose all I need to know now... Well...
I think there's still some cherry cake downstairs. We can discuss the practicalities over some more tea. Come along.
The practicalities turned out to be threepence a day or a single payment of £5.
Good Lord.
Yes, it was certainly more than the going rate. I checked, but it was a superior establishment.
How many working-class women could afford £5?
Well, when you consider the alternatives...
I'm afraid the alternatives are the only way for most people in that position. Something's going to have to be done, you know, sooner or later.
I agree, but we're straying somewhat from the story.
Oh, sorry. Did you manage to see that medicine storeroom?
It would have been too out of character, I'm afraid. But I did at least succeed in getting another look at the alleged child killer. He was summoned to show me out.
Your wife's a wonderful woman, Mr. Gutteridge.
So I'm constantly being told.
Oh, you must be proud of her.
There are, perhaps, nobler ways to make a living.
Oh, I can't think of any. She's a real godsend, she is.
Do you say so?
I do, sir. God bless her. And you too.
Good day to you, Mr. Hawkins.
Good day. There's a definite undercurrent of... Oh, I'm not sure. Hate, possibly? Weariness? Distaste? I'm not prepared to brand him as a murderer on the strength of it.
I'm pleased to hear it.
I have to know what's in that medicine store.
And how do you propose to find out?
I've thought of two separate ways. Neither of them is ideal. One is positively illegal.
And the other?
No! I can't!
Jenny!
I suppose it captures him.
And make sure he's out of the way.
But I wouldn't know what to look for.
I'll give you a list.
A list? Oh, sir. What good's a list to me?
You can't read.
Nor write. No, sir, I can't.
Thank God for it.
Holmes, what the devil were you thinking of?
Collington Smith used exactly those words.
Good for him. To put that child into danger...
I had a...